بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حديث number 160 is still regarding the issue of washing the deceased. So how to wash people who had died? Last time we met, we've explained it briefly, but I hope inshallah thoroughly in a fashion that would give you enough knowledge on how to do it. If this was going to happen to any of your friends or loved ones and you were invited to participate, and I do advise you to participate whenever you can, because this softens the heart. Unfortunately, we do not see, well, I don't know if it's fortunately or unfortunately, but this is a fact. We do not see a lot of deaths. We're not exposed to a lot of deaths. And death is inevitable. One would say, may Allah make it far and away from us. How far? All those you know are going to die. And you yourself, you're going to die as well. So it adds a lot of value for you to learn how rotten, how cheap this life is. And this is manifested mostly when you wash a dead person. Once you see that this man who was full of life and power and energy, all of a sudden the power is turned off and he's dead. So while you're washing him, this gives you a big experience. It softens your heart. When you go out and return to your home, you start to realize that this life is only a transit. You're not here to stay. You have to remember this. You are not in this life to stay. And therefore, we should focus and we should try to wash dead people whenever it is possible, for the experience and for softening our hearts. Hadith number 160.
Narrated by Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, while a man was standing in Arafah, he fell off his camel and was killed. So the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, wash him with water and sidr, and shroud him in two pieces of cloth, and neither perfume him nor cover his head. For Allah will resurrect him on the day of resurrection, and he will be saying labbaik. In another narration, don't cover his head or his face.
Now, this hadith is referring to an incident that had taken place at the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, where a man in Hajj or in Umrah, wearing the clothes of Ihram, it so happened that he fell off his camel and broke his neck and died. And it's very funny. What are the odds of you horse riding or driving your bike like a lot of the people do and having fun and go maybe dirt biking and do wheelie on one wheel and jump 2-3 meters in the air, or riding a camel or riding an elephant? When you do this, do you think that it's a possibility that you're gonna fall and die? Never. Never. Me die? Doing this? This is silly. Yet this man in Hajj, simple. This is like riding a car. He does this every day, riding the camel. He simply fell down, broke his neck. He's dead. Do you think that he was hoping to go back to Medina, to his family and to his children? Yes. Do you think that he has money to give to people and money to take from people as loans? Yes, he has lots of obligations, but it was over. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, wash him with water and lote tree or lotus. So we wash him like all the dead, as we mentioned last time. Yet the Prophet said, do not perfume him. So a man who dies in the state of ihram cannot be perfumed. Why? Because he's still in the state of ihram. Not only that, he should not be shrouded in three pieces, as we've stated. He should be shrouded in only two, which are the clothes that he's wearing, the muhrim. How many pieces is he wearing? So these are the two that he must be shrouded in. Yet the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, and beware, do not cover his head. And another narration, do not cover his face. Why? Because a muhrim is not allowed to cover his head. Is that true? It is not permissible for a muhrim to cover his head, but he may carry an umbrella. And the funny thing is that in Hajj, we have deviant sects that when they perform Hajj, they do it in buses without any roofs on top. It is so funny to see them going in Hajj in their masses in buses without any roof. And the sun is so hot. Why are you doing this? Said, yes, because the muhrim is not entitled to cover his head. This is not covering your head. The Prophet ﷺ, in the authentic hadith, spent the day of Arafah in a tent in the very beginning. So do you sleep in a tent? Do you sleep in a house? Or you sleep in the open? Said, no, we sleep in the house and in a tent. Okay, what about traveling in a bus? It's only just showing off. It shows you how smart people, some people are when they are not following the sunnah. Anyhow, so the Prophet told them, do not cover his head. And another narration, nor his face. Why? Look at the justification. Because on the day of resurrection, on the day of judgment, he will be resurrected as a mulabbi. What is meaning of mulabbi? He's the person who says, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. So a pilgrim or a man in the state of ihram, he is the one who's always repeating these words, meaning that I am coming to you, O Allah, I am answering your call, O Allah, every grace and every praise is due to you, Allah. So on the day of judgment, people would see him and know that he died while performing Umrah or Hajj in the state of ihram. And this is how people will be resurrected on the day of judgment. The Prophet tells us that the martyr, alayhi salatu wasalam, the martyr will be resurrected on the day of judgment with his blood, with his wound bleeding. Yet the color is red, the color of blood, but the smell is the smell of musk. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told us that those who break their promises and those who cheat and deceive others will be resurrected on the day of judgment with a flag coming next to their backside. And this flag shows that this is a person who deceives and cheats and lies. So everyone will be resurrected on the day of judgment with the good deeds or the bad deeds showing on him. Remember the muadhin, those who call for the salat, they'll be resurrected with the longest necks. So people would identify them that these are the people who used to call for prayer. What a beautiful and noble profession. And likewise, this person who died in the state of ihram. Now, having said that, one would may ask and say, is this the only person to be shrouded in his two clothes, set of clothes? And the answer is no. We know that there are certain people, when they die, we cannot wash them and we cannot shroud them with different types of clothes, and they are to be buried in their own clothes. And those are the martyrs. But who are the martyrs? Because we have a hadith where the Prophet tells us, alayhi salatu wasalam, those who die protecting their lives, their families, their religion, or their wealth, they are martyrs. Those who die when a building falls on them, or when who die in a fire, or those who die drowning, they are martyrs. Those who die with an illness in their stomachs. So like liver cancer, may Allah protect us all, or any cancer in your intestines. Those who die with an illness that causes internal bleeding or a tumor. Those who die while in labor, women who die in labor, the Prophet also told us that they are what? Martyrs. So are we to treat them as we treat those who die in the cause of Allah and in the battlefield? This is what we will find after the break, so stay tuned.